The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Now, this is a scripture that God gave to me years and years and years ago. And I really believe that when he gave it to me, it was for the ministry of, well, it wasn't Bethel Worship Center then, but the ministry that we were involved in. And he, all along, all through the years, he keeps bringing me back to this scripture. And I keep saying, God, what are you saying? What is it that you want me to understand from this? This latter house and former house and all these things that seem to be in here. Sometimes I think I've got it figured out, and then I don't know. So I'm just asking God to show me. But I believe that it has something to do with what he is doing in our midst right now at this very time. The power that he is releasing, the anointing that has been spread abroad in this congregation, the anointing that he has placed upon my life, there is a newness, a renewed power and spirit that is flowing across this body. And there's power of God that is just becoming real and new in people's lives. So I just want to read this scripture with you, to you and with you. Second chapter, beginning with verse 1. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying." Now, something that I would like to just, I'd like to back up. I'm going to be sharing a few things about the church and where we've come from and some of the things that God has done. But before we built this building, we had decided that we were going to have a dedication service. And we brought, many of you probably don't know this, but we brought Bibles and prayer requests. And right out there, right just as you come in the doors, in the foyer, we buried them. And we dedicated it to the Lord. And we asked God to fulfill those things in our lives. And we really didn't know, you know, we didn't try to coordinate anything based on this scripture. But I read that scripture that day. And after I read that scripture, we all began to realize it was the exact day of the month in our calendar. Now, that was different on their calendar. But for our calendar, it was the exact day and month that that scripture was saying, was talking about. You can plan stuff like that, but we didn't. We didn't even try to plan it. It just happened. God called us together, and he said, "Listen, I am doing something in your midst. I want you to hear what I'm saying. It lines up with my word. Listen to it." So in the process of doing that, preparing to rebuild this building, we dedicated this whole place and this land to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that what we are doing right now is still a part of the overall direction and anointing that God has placed upon us. Most of you know that God has given us, he gave an individual in this congregation, Jim Osborne, a vision before we even built this building of light emanating from this area or coming down, we're not exactly sure, but then going out into a 50-mile radius. And we believe, we've interpreted that to believe that God is speaking to us to minister in this 50-mile area. That covers a large area for Bethel Worship Center. Not once have we ever believed that we're the only church that's going to be able to minister in this area. We are to collaborate with the other bodies of Christ in our area and accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. But we have a significant vision directly from God. People always say, "What's your vision? What's your vision?" Well, many times people make up a vision. You know, They make up some crazy vision that it's nothing to do with God. It has to do with their own fleshly desires. We have to be careful with that. I believe we need to have a vision, but we need to get a vision from God. And God has directly given us this particular vision for Bethel Worship Center. So I'd just like to share a few things with you so that you can maybe make some connection with this church and make some connection with me as your pastor so that you'll know where we're coming from. First of all, I want you to know that I never, ever had a desire to be a pastor. I'm not here because I like being in front of people. In fact, that's the last thing I ever like to do and want to do. I'm here because I believe that God has called me to be here. Because God has placed an anointing on my life to be a preacher and a pastor and to share the word of God. I'm just trying to be obedient. And I want everybody to know that. I'm not running from the calling, and I'm not trying to hide from the calling. I accept the calling, and I thank God for the calling. But I want you to know who I am and where I come from. Let's finish reading this scripture because it's good. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? I never realized what God was saying in that until just recently about Bethel Worship Center. Because we've gone through some things here at Bethel. We've gone through some great times where we've had the power of God poured out and the anointing has been so strong that people could hardly stand. And it's been some here in this church, but that happened when we were in Tepper's Plains more often than here. There was a former glory that was powerful in the initial days of this ministry. I'll share a little bit about that as we go along. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, high priest, and be strong, O you people of the land, says the Lord. And work. Don't stop working. Just work. Doesn't matter what you see. Doesn't matter how you feel about things. It doesn't matter if you think that God is not showing up on Sunday mornings. Keep on working. Work and don't stop working. That's one of the things that I can say about this congregation, about the people here. We work. We're not afraid to work. We do the work that we've been called to. We do the ministry that God has established for us, and we work. And because of your work, because of the things that you are willing to work on and keep working, the anointing of God is about to show up in a way that you've never experienced it. Praise you, Lord. Asabakata. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Whether you know it or not, we came out of Egypt. We've had a journey. And our journey has been a difficult journey at times, but an exciting journey at the same time. When I was when Tammy and I first got saved, we accepted Jesus Christ in 1978, I believe it was. I may not get all these dates exactly right if I throw some dates out to you, so please forgive me. I'm trying. But I think we got saved in 78. And she says, yes, hallelujah. I think I told people we got saved in 79 one time. She said, I don't know what took you so long to get saved. I got saved in 78. Hallelujah. But when we accepted the Lord, we made some decisions in our life. And the decision was to serve the Lord. Now, there were some things we had to overcome in our life. You know, we smoked a lot of dope during our time. We had parties and we drank beer and we had a party lifestyle. And we had a lot of friends that was associated with our party lifestyle. So it took us a little bit of time with the leading of the Holy Spirit to be able to change that lifestyle, move in a new direction. But we never, ever looked back. We always kept moving in the right direction with God. And even though we made some mistakes, we were always holding on to the reality of the salvation that God gave us. And we just step by step moved away from that kind of lifestyle and moved in to the power of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Spirit and all the things that God was doing in our life. A couple years later, after being at this church, now you've got to understand that the pastor there was a wonderful man, full of love. Pastor Dwayne Seidenstricker, he was pastoring a Methodist church, but he was filled with the Spirit of God, and he spoke in tongues. Some of his congregation, I'm not sure that they even realized he spoke in tongues, but he did. And he taught those things, and he taught the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I desired everything that God had for me, so I decided that I was going to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we were having a revival meeting, I think, and we were gathering for special prayer for it. And I asked to have someone lay hands on me and pray for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, Linda Well was there that night, and Linda felt she'd been praying and seeking God, and she felt like the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said that she should lay hands on me and pray for me. But the clincher here is that she was supposed to cover her head. She looked all over the place for something to cover her head with, and the only thing she could find was her baby's diaper. So she picked up that diaper. Seems kind of strange, doesn't it? She covered her head, she laid hands on me, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the thing that I want you to understand and the significance to this. And I'm by no means trying to puff myself up in this. I want you to understand who you're following and what God has called us all to. Many years later, when I became the pastor of the church, Linda came to me and said, you know, God revealed to me why I was to cover my head, because you were going to be my pastor, and it was a sign of reverence and respect. Covering. Wow. That, I get amazed by what God does sometimes, the way God works. He has it all in order. He has it planned. He has your life planned, and if you will follow His leading, He will take you through step by step by step, and you will fulfill everything He wants you to fulfill in your life. Amen. I know that it's true. So, you know, I want everybody in here to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand. So I know I'm moving around an awful lot this morning. I'm excited about God, what God's doing. Hallelujah. There was a point in this church that I almost stepped away from the power of the Holy Spirit moving in the congregation. I got to tell you why. I want you all to understand. Because of my humanness. And a lot of pastors go through the same thing. You see, when we moved, we went from that little country church that was busting at the seams. One morning, somebody came in and said, Pastor, you should see the outside of the church. It's bulging. And I thought he was being real. I thought he was being truthful. I ran outside to look. It was just, you know, metaphorically, because there was so many people in that congregation, in that church that morning. We had over 100 people in that church, and I think it probably 75 would be a maximum. And that's packing them in. So it was an exciting time. But we left that place because of some turmoil and some different things we tried to build up there, and that was not God's will. So we began to look for and ask God to give us a piece of property. We were specific about what we wanted. We said, God, we want 5 acres on Route 7. We started praying and asking God for that. You know, in the natural, everyone would have told you there's not 5 acres on Route 7 that you can buy. People would have told you that. But as you can see, we are on 5 acres on Route 7.
That's right.
How exciting it is just to see God moving. And here's something that's, we paid a pretty good price back then for this piece of property. We paid $5,000 or $6,000 an acre for 5 acres. So, you know, we didn't have the $30,000 to in our bank account to pay for it. So what we did was we borrowed the money, but we had somebody came up to us and said, "What if you will have a specific day of offering for to pay off that land, we will give you a matching grant for whatever you bring in." That was great.
Awesome.
Exciting. But I want to tell you something. I never, you know, this is my little faith. I never imagined we'd do what we did. Because on that day, we brought in more than $15,000.
All right.
Glory.
And true to their word, they not only gave enough to pay off the land, but they gave the extra as well because they matched what we brought in. So we had some extra to work with. Praise God. And here we are.
Yes.
Now, we went to Tepper's Plains. We had some wonderful times there. God closed that door, and we went to Chester. We had some exciting times there. It was a great facility for us. It worked well. It was an old schoolhouse. For those of you who were not there, you've been there probably for different functions and things that we're doing now down there. But you know, it wasn't a church, but it was great. We had a wonderful time there. But somewhere between moving from there and coming here, I think that as the pastor, I began to feel the pressure of needing people. You know, needing to fill this place up. So in the midst of feeling that pressure of needing to fill this place up, I would compromise some on my belief system. And let me tell you something, that'll kill you. It will tear you apart. So I would have somebody come in one Sunday and want to join this church and say, "Pastor, we're Pentecostal and we're looking for a Pentecostal church. Do you speak in tongues and operate in the gifts of the Spirit?" And yes, hallelujah. And man, we would encourage that and have people speaking in tongues and operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And then a few weeks later, I'd have somebody come in and say, "Pastor, I'm a Nazarene. And I don't believe in speaking in tongues. And I need a church that will have the same kind of..." And I would back off a little bit on my beliefs. And I would, you know, I was wavering back and forth. Now, I know you, some of you are sitting back there and saying, "Well, how dare he do that?" Please understand. Please understand the pressure of ministry sometimes. And the responsibility, it can be a little overwhelming. So when you start thinking about people, numbers, you start thinking about money, and money's what this thing operates on. So forgive me for being human. But I want you to, I'm sharing this stuff with you because I want you to understand. God has placed inside of me now, I don't care who I'm talking to. I am spirit-filled. I speak in tongues. I believe in prophecy. That's who we are as Bethel Worship Center. And that's who I am. And I'm not going to compromise on that. I don't speak evil about someone who doesn't believe that. That's a choice that you make. You have your belief system in regards to what the Bible teaches. But I have got to stand on what I believe the Word of God is teaching me and telling me. And I'm sharing, and I stand on that fact, and I want you to understand something. When I finally made that decision and I took that stand, we paid the price here at Bethel Worship Center. There was a price to be paid. Every time you make a decision in your life to serve God, And to go the way of the Holy Spirit rather than go the way of the world or go the way of your flesh, there's a price to be paid. You better be willing to pay that price. We've paid a price here at Bethel Worship Center. We've had people go out because they had problems with different things. We've had people go out for other reasons. But we've had a difficult time just stabilizing. But I can tell you right now, the Spirit of God says we are stable.
Hallelujah.
We are not only stable, but we are powerful. Glory. And we are walking in unity is something that we never had for a long time. We have the power of God and we have unity in the Spirit. Look out, devil, because here we come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for these things that He's doing in us. Woo.
Keep it up. I get this from shouting music behind you.
You've been doing great, man. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Now, here's the part that I'm going to use to wrap up this morning. There's probably a whole bunch of other things that I could share with you. We moved into this building probably around 2005. And God's been, He's been working on us. Been working on me, I should say. He's been working on my heart. And He's been stirring me. And what He's been telling me is, He says, you need to get back to who you are. You need not to compromise. And you need to understand what I have called you to. And that brings us to this last verse, in verse 9. Well, let's go back to verse 8 because this is an awesome verse. Ah, boy. Maybe I better go back even further. Huh? I got to read the whole thing to you. Verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more it is a little while, and I will shake heaven and earth and the sea and the dry land. That's what God's been saying to me. Been a little while, Rob, but I'm about to shake it once again. I'm going to shake the dry land, the dry people. I'm going to fill them up. I'm going to shake the earth. I'm going to shake the sea. The sea many times represents people. People are going to be shaken. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Now for us, as believers, He's talking about here, inside of every one of us. He's going to fill us up with His glory. That is exciting to know, that God is speaking to every person sitting in here this morning. You're going to be filled up with my glory. You're going to be stirred. There's not going to be any dry places in you any longer. You're going to be flowing forth with living water that's going to flow out and it's going to flow into other people's lives. It's going to come out of you because you will no longer be dry.
Thank you, Father.
And when it comes to this place, this church, this building, it's just a building. He's going to fill it up. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. All the money belongs to God. And you see, that's what I had to come to grips with a few years ago. It's not whether we have all those people that we've had in the past that's come through these doors, whether they stay here and they give their money here, it's not all about that. It's about the reality of serving our living God and knowing that it all belongs to Him. And I have to rest in that every day. I have to rest in that knowing that the payment for this building is in God's hands. If He wants us to be here, He'll provide it. He'll speak to hearts. He'll speak to people outside of this church. And we've had that happen many times, numerously. People have said, God just spoke to me and said, I'm supposed to give $4,000 or $5,000. Right in a time that we didn't know what we were going to do, how we were going to make it. But our God shows up.
Yes.
By using His people. Praise God. His people are everywhere. We want them to be here. We want them to be here with us. But it doesn't matter. They're all over the place. And when they listen to the Spirit of God, He is able to direct them and take care of needs. And we have a God that is taking care of our needs. In Jesus' name. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. In this place, I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. God has promised that He's given peace to this place, inside of you and in this place, in this church. Peace. Many of you probably do not know this, but when Pastor Ron and Ronnie were here, Pastor Ronnie came up to me and he said, I go to places and when I preach and teach the Word of God, I'm just drained. He said, I came here and I'm renewed. I received the peace of God from this congregation. This is a place of peace. God has called us to spread that peace wherever we go. To call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. To make sure that we have our path directed toward doing what God has called us to do, so that we can expand to the right and to the left. Hallelujah. Do you recognize that the script, the Word of God tells us that He wants us to take our tents and expand those tents. Stretch those tents out. Take your cords and lengthen them. Take your stakes and drive them deep in the ground. Because you're going to expand to the right and to the left. And here's what you got to understand. It depends on which way you're standing. If you're standing here, here's right, here's left. Here's right, here's left. That means wherever we stand, in whichever direction we stand, we get to expand. We are expanding in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
That's good news. That's good news.
It's good news. Amen. Praise the Lord. The glory of this latter house, latter temple, shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give you peace, says the Lord. When it applies to Bethel Worship Center, I believe what God is saying is that there was some glory in the beginning, but the glory is going to be greater in our days ahead. Stand with me.
Yay.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Praise You, Lord God. Thank You, Father. Oh, Lord. Thank You, Father God. I'm going to ask you all just to lift your hands together. I could say, how many are with us? And I'm not going to do that because I believe you're here this morning because you're with us. So our prayer this morning is going to be that God will continue with the unity that we have in this place. And the power of God is going to continue to be released as we go forward. We're going to see mighty things happen in individual lives. We're going to see the power of God and the anointing to go forth into the marketplace and accomplish great things. We're going to see people that will come up with witty inventions and incredible ideas to change the destiny of their life and the life of this church and this community. Father God, we are asking in the name of Jesus right now that Your power be released upon the individuals in this congregation. We are here today, Father God, united to do your work. Thank you for the calling that you placed upon Bethel Worship Center. As a church, we go forth in Jesus' name. We will conquer and we will be conquerors. We refuse to allow the enemy to have any inroads into our life. Father God, from this day forward, we are going to do nothing but take back the property, the land, the resources that the enemy has taken from us. In Jesus' name, Father God, individually, I thank you for the anointing that you placed upon each person here. You have a special anointing for each one of them. And today, Father God, that anointing is loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. We go forth from this place with a renewed spirit, a renewed understanding of what you've called us to. Today, we will be victorious in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go out with something exciting, okay? Hallelujah.